أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أوحينا إلى موسى أن أسر بعبادي فاضرب لهم طريقا في البحر يبسا لا تخاف دركا ولا تخشى فأتبعهم فرعون بجنوده فغشيهم من اليم ما غشيهم وأضل فرعون قومه وما هدى. Continuing with the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, and concluding the one part of that where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Musa alayhi salatu was salam dominance, Allah granted him victory over the magicians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another part of the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, bearing in mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala specifically sent Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to Fir'aun to invite him towards Allah, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, an arsil ma'ana bani Israel wa la tu'adhibhum. Another specific function and duty of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was to get the Bani Israel out of the clutches of Fir'aun, to save them from the clutches of Fir'aun. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam was also to address Fir'aun with regards to that. When Fir'aun did not succumb and Fir'aun did not abide by these advices and commands of Musa alayhi salatu was salam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted emancipation to the Bani Israel at the hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that part of the incident and the story of Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَىٰ. Certainly we revealed to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي, that at night you will take my servants, فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحْرِ. First of all, where you would take them to, some narrations indicate that you will take them to the land of Palestine, you will take them to the land of Palestine. Understand again that the Bani Israel were originally from Palestine. They had come at the time when Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was in Egypt, when the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam accompanied their father Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu was salam. They were those 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, Yusuf alayhi salam being the 12th brother. From there the Bani Israel resided in Egypt and eventually they became large in numbers. Now those numbers vary. There is no real hadith or authenticity in this matter, but when we look at the biblical narrations, we will find that over 600,000 of them had now been in, from the 12, they had now numbered 600,000 in Egypt, and in this manner the Bani Israel remained as slaves of Fir'aun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commanded Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to take the Bani Israel back to Palestine to free them from the clutches of Fir'aun and the tyranny of Fir'aun. There were two paths that could have been taken. One was the land route and one was the sea route. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu was salam to take them through the sea route. Many a commentator is of the opinion that although the land route may have been shorter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show this great kudrat, power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time the miracle of Musa alayhi salatu was salam when they come and they face the waters. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, فَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ طَرِيقًا فِي الْبَحَرِ. When you come to the waters, when you come to the sea, then you will take your asa, you will take your staff, and you will strike it upon the waters. It was the day of festivity. The Bani Israel had also gathered jewelry from the Egyptian masters and those who had owned them, because the Bani Israel was enslaved, and in this way they were supposed to have been celebrating that day of festivity. And on that night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salatu was salam to take the Bani Israel. When you do that, what will happen, O Musa? Yabasan, the earth, this earth below the sea or whatever will become dry. And la takhafu darakan wa la takhsha. Then there's two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Yusuf, had given Musa alayhi salatu was salam the reassurance. One is, do not fear them getting hold of you, and do not have any other form of fear. Any other form of fear could be do not have any fear of drowning or any other fear that a person will have when one moves off like this from their home in such large numbers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat, Allah's help will be with you. فَأَتْبَعَهُمْ فِرْعَوْنُ بِجُنُودِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun on the other side. What happens to Fir'aun? He now realizes that the Bani Israel has left Misr. They have left, and hence Fir'aun begins to get his army ready. And according to some narrations, just the one part of the army, the forepart, the front part of the army of Fir'aun numbered 700,000 horsemen, and now he began to chase the Bani Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِجُنُودِهِ He followed them with his army. فَغَشِيَهُمْ مِنَ الْيَمِّ مَا غَشِيَهُمْ Here in this part of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go into detail, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whatever had overtaken him, whatever had covered him, had covered him. In other words, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the drowning of Fir'aun. On the other hand, it comes in one narration that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had come to the waters. Up to that point in time, Allah Rabbul Izzat's command had not come. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is confronted by the ocean ahead of him. The army of Fir'aun is chasing behind. And at that time, the Bani Israel also had felt that now they would be apprehended, and now they will be caught by the army of Fir'aun. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that particular time had placed these words on the tongue of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, inna ma'iyya, certainly inna Allah ma'iyya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ocean split up into 12 parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that between them it was like a mountain. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had showed this miracle so clearly to the Bani Israel that there was no mistake. It was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence the Bani Israel were able to pass the waters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Fir'aun and his army had come, they also decided to pass by the same paths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. One important aspect here was some of the people in the army of Fir'aun had some second thoughts about going through. And Fir'aun at that time said to them that, why do you hesitate when I have done all this? In other words, it is by my command that these paths has been formed in the water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever had covered them, covered them. The ulama have explained that nothing could explain how Fir'aun was destroyed on that day, and the Bani Israel had seen the death and the destruction of Fir'aun. وَضَلَّ فِرْعَوْنُ قَوْمَهُ وَمَا هَدَى Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Fir'aun had misled his people, وَمَا هَدَى and he had never been guided. He himself was not guided, and he did not guide his people. So in this part of the incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that when the Bani Israel had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, not only does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant a person jannat and salvation in the hereafter, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make matters of this material world also easy for them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it in this incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.